Lesson 17. Saul, Israel's first king. We will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations. Reading 1 Samuel chapters 8 to 12. Objective. Saul's sad life teaches us how important it is to take care and understanding what the will of God is, and then to follow his ways, putting aside our own will and what we think is sufficient to please him. Background. Samuel brought about a period of peace in the nation, unknown since the days of Joshua some 400 years before. When he was old, he made his sons judges. However, they did not walk in his ways, taking bribes and corrupting judgment. Make us a king. 1 Samuel chapter 8. The people loved Samuel, but they were upset that his sons did not walk in his ways. So they came up with a solution for a successor to Samuel. Make us a king to judge us like all the nations. Samuel prayed to God about it, but God revealed that their rejection of Samuel was actually a rejection of Yahweh himself. They have rejected me that I should not reign over them. Like them, we must not lose sight that Yahweh is our God and King. He alone, with loving kindness, can guide and protect us if we are willing to obey him. The choice of a king. 1 Samuel chapters 9 and 10. God had determined beforehand that at the right time he would appoint a king to rule over them. Yahweh had made a provision for the appointment of a king in the law of Moses. The error of the people was that they had taken this into their own hands. They had not waited for God to introduce the king. Their motive for desiring a king was wrong. The qualities that they wanted in a king were not the qualities God would choose. God gave them a king after their own desire. Their desire was for a king who would lead them in battle. They wanted a champion warrior. Saul, the son of Kish, was appointed to rule the nation. He was the son of a mighty man of power, a choice young man. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. Just the sort of man the people would have to rule over them. God gave them just what they wanted. We first read of Saul when he was out looking for the lost asses of his father. Saul and his servant searched for 3 days without finding them, and their search took them to the city where Samuel was staying. Samuel had been informed by God of Saul's coming and his appointment as king, and also that his father's asses had already been found. The family of Saul were well respected in Israel, and Yahweh gave the people their choice of a ruler and commanded Samuel to anoint Saul as their king. Samuel gave Saul 3 signs to confirm his appointment as Israel's king. 2 men would meet them and tell them that his father's asses were found. 3 men going on their way to Bethel would greet him and give him 2 loaves. A company of prophets would meet him on the way, prophesying, and he would prophesy too. These signs would indicate that God was with him. He would be successful as a king only if he listened to God's word and followed God's advice. How did Saul respond to Yahweh's help? Saul was never able to give himself wholly to the things of God. This reluctance was shown immediately when he returned home. For when his uncle Abner questioned him concerning what Samuel had said, he did not say anything about the matter of the kingdom. He had not allowed the signs Samuel had given him to develop a confidence in the role he had been called to. This was to be the unfortunate weakness in his life as a king. Principle for living: make God a reality. The word of God is designed to change us for the better. It really is the words of God to men. So we must read our Bible every day. As we do, Picture the events as happening to real people like ourselves. Take note of the lessons God wants us to learn, and take the wonderful men and women of faith as examples to follow. There is often a difference between man's choice and God's choice, between man's ways and God's ways. We must learn to separate from our own ways and follow God's ways, for only then will He be a reality in our lives. Presentation of the King. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 17 to 27. Samuel called the people to Mizpah to present their king to them. Saul, however, could not be found, as he was hiding among the stuff. It seems that he was reluctant to accept this great responsibility. The people, however, were impressed with what they saw. "There is none like him among all the people," Samuel said. Just what they would have chosen themselves. "God save the king," was their spontaneous shout. Samuel then explained the constitution of the nation under a king and recorded this in a book as a witness before Yahweh that the people had accepted the authority of the king. Then Samuel sent the people home. Some followed Saul, while others despised him. Early success of King Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 11. Could Saul have been a good king? In this chapter, we have an incident immediately following his appointment that reveals that Saul was capable of being king when he allowed the Spirit of God to influence him. He fearlessly led the nation against the Ammonites who had besieged their brethren in the city of Jabesh-Gilead. He was completely successful in overcoming them. It was the Spirit of Yahweh that had moved Saul to do this. He responded with great wisdom, not only in the manner of the battle, but later in refusing to punish those who had not come to the battle. His reasoning was that Yahweh hath wrought salvation in Israel. It was on this basis that the people now accepted him as their king. They rejoiced with sacrifices and peace offerings before Yahweh. This incident demonstrated that Saul was capable of responding to the Spirit of Yahweh in leading the nation as king. However, it proved to be a rare occasion in Saul's life. Later, he sought to find his own solutions that brought suffering and heartache to the whole nation. For there also lay in his heart the evil characteristics of pride, stubbornness, jealousy, and envy. On later occasions, when his faith was tried under pressure, these wicked traits came to the fore. Self-interest and self-preservation caused him to disobey God's word and instructions. Because of his continual faithlessness, Yahweh later removed him from reigning and raised up another, a man after his own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. The consequences of choosing a king. 1 Samuel chapter 12. If the people had patiently waited for God's will in the matter of establishing a king, then so much of the evil and sorrow to come would have been avoided. Samuel revealed the displeasure of God at their impatient action. To demonstrate God's displeasure, he prayed for a thunderstorm. A thunderstorm, at that time of year, was not normal, as it was the wheat harvest. Such a storm was clearly recognized as the work of God, who could also use his power to punish them if needed. They feared greatly and asked Samuel to pray to Yahweh for them. Samuel told them that Yahweh would not forsake them, as it had pleased him to make them his people. Only fear Yahweh and serve him in truth with all of your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall continue to do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. The end result of Israel's wickedness is testified in their history and by the captivity of the Assyrian and Babylonian kingdoms. Basic Bible teaching. Christ the King. The prophets spoke of one to come, the Messiah, meaning God's anointed. The apostles knew him face to face. We have found the Messiah. This king was chosen for his godly qualities. His character exactly matches the character of God. Therefore, he is fit to be God's representative and rule for him. David spoke of him that, "He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." And, "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee." This king was anointed with the Holy Spirit at his baptism. Jesus Christ is the king whom God hath chosen to be King of kings and Lord of lords, to reign over God's kingdom for 1,000 years. He will reign until all the enemies of God are destroyed, even death, the last enemy.